I'm going to read out of the book of Luke, starting with chapter 2. If you want to turn and follow along with me, I'm going to be reading from verse 1 to verse 20. And it came to pass in those days that there went up out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from the Galilee out of the city of Nazareth to Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she was to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angel were gone away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is to come to pass, which is the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which were told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. As we celebrate this Christmas season, may we also glorify and praise God for all the things that we have seen and all the things that we have heard and all the things that Christ has done in our lives and our heart. Thank you.
us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee for this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
Oh, yes, God.
The herald angels sing glory to the newborn King. He's on earth. By highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Hail in flesh the Godhead see, hail incarnate deity.
Why he came to show us the way.
Amen.
To the Father, to show us the way to heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild.
sing it again, and let's personalize it this time. Say, "You're God with us." Let's sing it to Him. Think about what that means today. God with us. Your need might be, why don't you reach out to Him? Ask Him to touch you.
Oh, you are here, God.
Ask Him to meet that need. That's what He's here for. He's here for you today. So just reach out to Him in faith this morning. Touch Him. Tell Him what you need.
Jesus,
hallelujah, Lord. We thank You that You are here today.
Oh, You are worthy,
Lord. This is holy ground because You are.
You are a holy Father.
Lord, where You are,
Jesus,
there is peace. Lord, where You are, there is joy and comfort.
You are worthy,
Lord, where
God.
You are, there is healing and there is miracle.
Jesus.
Lord, we reach out today for those things that
Jesus.
We need. Realize that our God shall supply all of our needs according to Your riches and glory by Christ Jesus this morning.
He is here.
For Your presence. Thank You for what You're doing in our midst and in our lives today. Thank You, Jesus.